USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Speaking at the Indo-Pacific meeting today in Tokyo, President Biden underscored the grave consequences of a war that continues to grind on.
We're navigating a dark hour in our shared history. The Russian brutal and unprovoked war against Ukraine has triggered a humanitarian catastrophe, and innocent civilians are killed in the streets, and millions of refugees are internally displaced as well as exiled. This is more than just a European issue. It's a global issue.
President Biden this hour is in the middle of a long trip back to D.C. after stopping off in Anchorage, Alaska. He'll be back at the White House in the 8 p.m. hour this evening. Three mysterious deaths of Americans in the Bahamas earlier this month has been narrowed down to carbon monoxide poisoning. No further details were available at this time. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A 20-year veteran of Russia's diplomatic service announced his resignation Monday in protest against the country's war in Ukraine. Boris Bondarev, a diplomat to Russia's mission to the United Nations in Geneva, posted a statement on LinkedIn condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine and criticizing the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs for complicity in what he described as an aggressive war. Employees at Bank of America are getting a raise.
Bank of America is raising its hourly minimum wage for employees to $22 an hour. This brings the banking giant one step closer to its pledge of paying workers in the United States $25 an hour by 2025. BOA's chief human resources officer saying these raises and benefits are meant to attract and retain the best talent. The hourly wage increase comes as inflation in the United States hits a 40-year high. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Newsmax is reporting that veteran news anchor and broadcaster Greta Van Susteren will join the network as a host of her own daily show starting Tuesday, June 14th. Today's primaries in Georgia has Republican gubernatorial candidate David Perdue telling Newsmax the polling in the race has been misleading.
Well, first, let's look at the reality of where we are. We have a sitting incumbent Republican governor struggling to get to 50%. These polls are really misleading right now for one very big reason. Guys, over 500,000 people have voted in early voting in Georgia on the Republican side. And half of those, this is most noteworthy, half of those voters did not vote in 2018. So by definition, all of these polls are excluding these people who are early voting who did not vote in 2018. Because when they qualify somebody for a poll, you have to have voted in the last three primaries. And so this has been a miss we've talked about all along. You know, Matt Towery is a very good pollster, one of the best pollsters in the country. He's got another poll out this week that shows it's only a couple of points away from 50%. My goal right now is to represent the people. They're tired of a governor who has lied to them about what happened in November of 2020 in the election, denied it happened, has covered it up, and the people are outraged about it. They're upset about crime, the woke mob in the schools. They're upset about their economy. I'm trying to get rid of the state income tax. Kemp agrees with Abrams and does not want to do that. So we're in a fight down here between people and career politicians, guys.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.